the reviews are in, and he's going to tell you what they are, because the movie I saw does not fit with what he saw, and Todd Vandenberg's movies are more important than Rob Steele's crappy 80s movie that doesn't fit with the two Oscar-nominated films that Todd saw this week.
And that is absolutely wrong.
It doesn't fit. We're just doing you, man.
The two movies I saw are both based on true stories, and Crawl was also based.
Crawl was not even. You know what? The best thing I can tell you about Crawl, it was fun. Rent it, go see it. You can't go see it. Go rent it somewhere, stream it, whatever. If nothing else, it's the first movie ever that has Liam Neeson and Robbie Coltrane in it. But you got to look for them, otherwise you'll miss them. There you go. That's my review. On to yours.
Based on a true story. the first one I will review is one I've been looking forward to for about 2 months before it came out. Finally got around to seeing it this week. It's called Vice, the story of Dick Cheney, former Sith Lord. I'm sorry, Vice President of the United States.
No, you had that right the first time.
Yeah, I didn't have it right the first time. If you know about what's going on in the country, what's been going on in the country, you know basically the story, but it follows Dick Cheney and his rise to power. He's basically a screw up early in his life, and his wife Lynn basically told him, do something with your life or I'm gone. And so he decided to do something with his life and put the country on the road to ruin. So thanks a lot, Lynn. It is a really interesting take on how he gained power. He wound up in the Nixon White House, kept on moving up as an insider. He ran for office. There's a scene where he's looking at the polling results, and it's a full 8.5 by 11 sheet, and he is on the bottom of the list and had to realize, well, I guess I won't run for office. There's not much point. And Lynn is trying to tell him, it's like, no, we can do this, we can do that. And he's just kind of like, nah, no. So I do have to give Cheney credit. I'm assuming that part is based on fact. The fact that he did really poorly in elections, that's true. He did know when to cut his losses. That's about the only good thing you can say for that person. The movie, though, really, really good. Christian Bale, the guy who will randomly lose 100 pounds or gain 60 for the right role, plays Cheney. He's excellent, absolutely excellent. And far past just the fact that he gained a lot of weight so he would physically look like Cheney. He does a terrific job. Amy Adams plays Lynn. She's excellent. Adam McKay is the director. Adam McKay is the gentleman who did, excuse me. Hey, good. And I just blanked out at the last second on the movie that he did before. And I'm pulling it up so I can say it and don't sound like a complete idiot, just mainly an idiot. The Big Short. To me, The Big Short was brilliant. Big Short about the housing crisis, the savings and loan crisis that plunged us into ruin, which sounds like, God, what a terrible concept for a movie, is an amazingly good movie, should have won the Oscar, just because that's really difficult to make an entertaining movie out of that subject, and it was. That movie was fantastic. Vice, I really didn't feel it's fantastic. It's really good and uses some of the same techniques a little bit, just a little bit of breaking the fourth wall and talking directly to the audience. I would have liked to have seen more of that. And I understand he doesn't want to be like a one-trick pony. I get that. But it's an interesting film. It's not quite sure if it's entertaining because you're watching this story about just this, evil SOB. But it's very well done. Again, Bale is terrific. Amy Adams is terrific. Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld. And I kept on seeing Michael Scott. And apparently, and I don't know that much about Rumsfeld as how he is as a person, but apparently they deliberately chose Carell because that Rumsfeld had kind of that goofy character, which is hard to fathom. But it just, for me, that casting just didn't work. And I'm not saying he didn't do a good job. He did. But he just came off as Michael Scott too much for me. And again, that's not the performance. It was just, well, I guess maybe it was the performance, but it didn't quite work for me. So that was a little off. Sam, what's your name, Sam? And I lost it. Wow, I was really prepared for this, wasn't I? Sam. the guy. What the heck is wrong with me? Why am I not finding this? Here we are.
Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. Thank you so much. Plays George W. Bush. And I liked his performance in the trailer better than his performance in the film. Because, again, it came off. And this is a comedy. It's a comedy slash drama. So I get the point of casting those people in those roles. Because they're supposed to be, well, Bush W. is supposed to be kind of a dimwit. Can't imagine why. But, again, it was almost...
You can leave the word supposed to be and kinda out of that if you want to.
Yeah, I know. It just made it... I would have preferred Vice if they had shot it as less of a comedy, and it's not like an uproarious laugh-out-loud thing, but I would have preferred it if it had been a little more straightforward, because it's hard to say if Bush is a caricature in this, because he is a caricature. So, you know, it just, to me, it was maybe a little bit over the line with that. It would have been better if it had been a little more straightforward with those characters. But again, really good movie. The only reason that it doesn't absolutely click is because The Big Short was so much better. That's an amazing movie. Definitely watch Vice. But if you want to see an even better movie on something based on a true story, as is Crawl.
Actually, you know, something that's really weird, because I looked this up to get Sam Rockwell's name out of this. Google has a list of Christian Bale's movies.
Yes.
And they put 7 movies on this list with click here for 5 more. The 7 they gave: American Hustle, I'm Not There, The Machinist, Rescue Dawn, American Psycho, Empire of the Sun, and Harsh Times. What's missing from the movies you should think of when you think of Christian Bale?
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. Weird.
I don't know how you cannot put there's 3 of them. That's a hint.
Yeah, that's strange.
Holy missing movies. I don't know how they couldn't have put any of them. I'm not mentioning the titles. If you don't know what they are, that's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly. That's really, really, really odd. But Bale, if any actor on the planet commits himself to a role, man, it's Christian Bale. I mean, holy crap.
Well, actually, I saw a spectacular meme concerning him this week and this movie. It was basically something about a woman saying, if she could have any male body, which would it be? And she goes, Christian Bale's. And so they put up a picture of him as Rumsfeld. And it didn't go well after that.
Yeah. Or him as...
Cheney. Sorry.
Yeah. Because for The Machinist, he got all the way down to 127 pounds. And he looks...
anemic.
He doesn't look anemic. He looks like he was in a death camp.
Yeah.
He looks awful. And it's kind of terrifying that he did that to himself. It's amazing he's still alive after he did that to himself. And bounced back from that and played Batman. Got up to, what was it, 235? And then they said he was too bulky, so he had to drop a little muscle mass. It's like,
that's ridiculous.
That guy is insane. Absolutely insane.
Good actor.
Awesome actor. Yeah, wow. he is absolutely terrific in Vice. And that's one of the things I like about Bale is... he disappears in the role. Absolutely disappears. Excellent actor.
Kind of like Liam Neeson did in Crawl, but, you know.
He disappeared in that, too. Right now, I think he kind of would like to disappear. But anyway, we'll move on to it.
Yeah, the other movie.
The other movie, also based on a true story, like Crawl. And this is called Green Book. And, wow, what a movie. Again, I really liked Vice. I loved Green Book. Green Book is absolutely, absolutely one of the best movies of the year. It is a story of an African-American pianist who is going on a tour of the American South in the 1960s. Not the best place to go. And he needed a driver who would also be kind of his valet, help him through difficult situations, because he knew he was going to get into difficult situations. And late in the film, you find out exactly why he wanted to go on this tour of the South. And man, Mahershala Ali plays the pianist, and Viggo Mortensen plays, well, he's a bouncer, is what he is. And that's the guy that he hires. And they have this really interesting relationship that builds as the movie goes along. the Viggo's character, he's kind of a prick. He's racist. He's not absolutely awful. He doesn't wear like funny white hoods or anything, but there's a scene early on, and this is not like, oh my God, you've ruined the movie. A couple black gentlemen come over. They work on the plumbing in his kitchen. He comes home, and his wife had offered them both a glass of water because, you know, hot day, whatever. And they leave, and he looks at the glasses. He walks over, takes them out of the sink, and drops them in the trash can. So that's the kind of character this guy was initially. The reason he takes the job to drive the African-American classical pianist around is the money. It's as simple as that. But again, they establish this bond, and they wound up being friends for life. Again, not a spoiler because it's not like a huge thing. If you didn't see this cat coming just from the setup, it's like, well, okay, you've not seen movies. But the relationship between the two is really, really well done. Just a beautiful job on the script. One of the weird things is the son of Viggo Mortensen's character is
Tony
one of the
Lip.
Yeah. The son of Tony is one of the writers of the movie because he just thought it was an interesting story. It needs to be told. And it is an interesting story and needed to be told. And again, Viggo is excellent. Absolutely excellent as Tony. And Marshala is excellent as well. This is just beautifully done. Has a really strong message that doesn't beat you over the head with it at all. Absolutely one of the best movies of the year. It's a road movie. It's a buddy movie, but it's not a comedy. It's a road buddy movie drama, which you don't see too often. Really, an absolutely an exceptional movie. I'm actually thinking of seeing it again before I see another based on true life story, Crawl.
Lady Hawk.
Also Lady Hawk, also based on a true story.
So which would you give the Oscar to between these two?
Oh, absolutely. Green Book.
We're making a bracket now to come down to, you know, best picture of the year.
So, again, I really like Vice, but I don't know that it's one of the top 10 films of the year or one of the top 8 because that's all that was nominated. Again, really good movie, but like Green Book, hands down, is a better movie, absolutely better movie. And it's one of the other things that's kind of strange about this is the director is Peter Farrelly. As in the Farrelly brothers, as in Dumb and Dumber, there's something about Mary. Not the person you would say, oh, there's going to be this great movie about friendship and race relations, and this is the guy who's going to do it. Like, huh, that's a little weird. So,
would not have been my first choice.
Would not have been someone I would ever have dreamt of. And obviously, he was capable of doing this because, I mean, this is a great movie. Not just a good movie. It's a great movie. And there is a lot of humor in it. Absolutely. It's not like it's some grim slog of race relations in the South. Not at all. But again, the two leads are fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Could not recommend it higher if it was Crawl 2. And I really couldn't recommend it more if it was Crawl 2 because, wow.
You're not going to let me live that down, are you? Just because I didn't get out and see an Oscar-nominated film, that's okay.
Wasn't Crawl nominated? Really?
I did not get the opportunity to do what everyone should be doing this week, which is getting out and going to see a movie. That's pretty much it.